Do you want to meet a Savior? That's the whole idea. We would all like to know how the story ends, wouldn't we? You've read a book and wanted to peek ahead at the ending, haven't you?
Yes.
You've started to watch a movie and then you said, well, why can't we just get to the end? Haven't you? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we would all like to know. We want to know that the story has a happy ending. We'd like to believe that in life, our suffering and strife serves a greater purpose. We want to know that at the end of it all, we'll be okay. God gave the people of Israel a peek at the back of the book. He gave a word to the prophet Isaiah. It was a word of assurance, word that God had not forgotten them, word that he would send his son to be their savior. Here's how it goes. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And so it's time for us to sing. Come. The Christmas story reminds us that there is a thrill in expectation. When we put our hope in God, our waiting is not in vain. He will provide in power and love. His timing is perfect. His deliverance is absolute. We don't just wait with a sort of resigned patience. We wait on God with excitement, confidence, and joy. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We join in reading the psalm. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. And once again we sing. Thank you. almost time for me to hand over the microphone. But once upon a time, you know, those words have been the start of countless stories. When we hear once upon a time, we know what will follow. Tale of adventure and wonder, a legendary story of heroes and villains. In the end, good triumphs over evil, and everyone lives happily ever after. These tales have become familiar to us all. We know that the lowly pauper will turn out to be a prince. We know that the king will triumph over the evil. The once cold, dead heart will become unfrozen. After a while, the story loses its wonder and excitement. The Christmas story began once upon a time. We don't want to forget the power of that story, how that baby born in a manger is our Prince of Peace, how King Jesus established a kingdom that will never end, how he restores the frozen hearts of people and gives them new life. We invite you now, join with us for an evening of joyful worship, playful presentation, and a fresh examination of the birth of Jesus, the one who took what was cold and lifeless and made it unfrozen again.
Upon a time, there were two young girls. One was named Inga. Hi. The other was named Olga.
Hello there.
Inga and Olga were both princesses. They also happened to be sisters.
Oh, we're princesses and sisters, just like in that movie from...
Stop! No. It's not like anything. Anyway, Inga and Olga loved each other very much. But unfortunately, Olga had special powers that she couldn't control.
Are you sure this isn't like that movie?
It does sound a lot like it.
No. Now be quiet and let me go on with the story.
I bet Mom and Dad separate us because of your powers.
The girls' parents were afraid of Olga's powers. In order to protect both of their daughters, they separated them. Olga was shut up in her room. She never saw Inga anymore. And no one ever told Inga about Olga's special powers, or why she couldn't see her sister.
Do you want to build up?
No. You can't ask her that.
Fine. Would you like to grab a burger?
No thanks, I can't.
How about throw a baseball around, or play with dolls or something? Maybe go catch a movie, the one about the two sister princesses?
I can't.
Year after year this went on. Inga grew more and more sad each time her sister rejected her. And Olga grew more and more hopeless as time went on, and she could not control those powers.
Well, this is depressing.
It really is, isn't it?
I can't see how things will ever get any better from here. Is this how life will be from now on?
No, things are bound to improve.
What makes you say that?
This is a fairy tale, isn't it? Don't these once upon a time stories always end with a happily ever after?
Do they?
Sure they do.
I wish I had your optimism, but like the narrator said, I'm without hope.
Here, I'll prove it to you.
Well,
sea guy with reindeer, snow monster, lots of singing. Here it is, and they lived happily ever after. See?
Well, what do you know? It does turn out all right eventually.
Feel better now?
I do. Thank you. Hey, do you want to go get that burger now?
Sounds good. Here's your storybook back.
Why, thank you, my dear. Oh. To be continued.
A long-awaited Savior has been born, and the sleepy little town of Bethlehem he came. The tale has been told many times, but we gather today now with new ears, listening with expectancy and curiosity, hearing the story again like the first time.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in a field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her hearts. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Years ago, the angels invited the shepherds to meet this newborn king. The shepherds accepted the invitation, laying down their staff and leaving their flocks behind. They knew that what awaited them was more important than anything that they were leaving. Today, we are given a similar invitation to meet Jesus. We will have to lay some things aside and leave others behind. But what God offers us in Jesus is so much more than we could ever give up. The Holy Spirit calls to us to meet Jesus. Let us go. We speak together the psalm. Good and upright.
Today, we continue with our tale of two sisters, Princess Olga and Princess Inga. Princess Olga had special powers that she couldn't control.
Like in that movie, Fat?
No. We're not going to start that again. Now, Olga was afraid that she might one day hurt someone with her out-of-control powers. So she decided the best thing to do would be to leave the kingdom and live out in the cold, barren wasteland alone.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
When she was by herself, Olga built for herself...
Let me guess. She built herself a huge palace made out of snow and ice. I've seen this movie.
No. For your information, Olga built herself a cardboard shack to live in.
A what?
She what?
Yes. She decided she didn't need a great big icy palace, so she got a cardboard box and lived in that.
Okay.
No, wait, that's wrong. She's supposed to live in a big palace.
Sorry, I'm the one telling the story here.
What? Are you just going to settle in for living in a cardboard box?
It's not that bad. It's warmer than a house made out of ice, and if I can find a couple of refrigerator boxes, I think I'll add them onto the east wing.
This is crazy. We're princesses. Royalty. Royalty is supposed to live in luxury, in grand palaces. We're supposed to have the finest of everything.
Well, not every royal person lives like that.
Name one.
Jesus.
Jesus? He's not in this story.
Well, when I was back there getting my cardboard box, I ran into some shepherds. They had just met baby Jesus. He is a king, and he is staying in a stable right now, sleeping in the trough that the animals eat out of. Makes a cardboard box not sound so bad.
Shepherds. There are no shepherds in this story.
Didn't the shepherds think it was odd that a king would be living in a barn?
They didn't mention it. I guess they were too excited about meeting Jesus. Said everyone should meet him.
It does sound exciting. Do you want to go meet him?
I do.
Wait, we haven't finished our story.
Come on, let us go.
Oh, to be continued.
The shepherds were not the only ones to learn of the birth of Jesus. Some, like the Magi from the east, were filled with the same joy and excitement that captivated the shepherds. But there were still others, men like the corrupt King Herod, who had an entirely different reaction. When he learned of the arrival of the newborn king, Herod was filled with fear.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." When Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from the exact time the star had appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Many people today live in fear. Like Herod, some of us fear losing power or control. Others are afraid of the future, while others still are afraid that they will end up alone. Jesus is our Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us, Christ with us. The life that he lived, the death that he died for us, and the power of the resurrection proved to us that Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us. God's perfect love drives out fear, and he leaves joy in its place. we speak the psalm together. Sing glory to the Lord.
Continue our story of two sisters, Princess Olga and Princess Inga. Just a moment whilst we turn on our microphones. Now, if you remember, Princess Olga had special powers.
Like the princess in that movie.
Anyway, Olga was afraid that her powers would hurt her sister. So she ran away and lived alone in the cold, barren wilderness. Run, run. Spit spot.
Well, you know, it's nicer than it sounds.
But Inga loved her sister very much, and she missed her very much. She decided that she had to find Olga and try to bring her back, whatever the cost. Yes, Inga decided that she would go find her sister, Olga. I think this is the part where you're supposed to go look for your sister.
No thanks.
No thanks? What do you mean, no thanks?
I mean, I'm good over here.
Hey, what's happening over there?
Oh, darling, what's wrong?
I'm scared.
Oh, no. Of what?
You name it. What if I go off into the wilderness and get lost? I could freeze to death. What if I lose my vines? I wouldn't know what would happen for the second scene. What if I find Olga and she's mad at me and uses her powers to hurt me? What if she's not mad, but she still can't control her powers and zaps me on accident?
Did someone say my name over there? I'm hungry. When are we breaking for lunch?
Oh, darling, it's okay to be scared, but you still have to go over there. Otherwise, we don't have our story.
Maybe later.
Well,
have no fear, beautiful Princess Inga. Have no fear, beautiful Princess Inga. I'll save you.
Who are you?
I'm the prince. I'll fight away any evil snow monster or evil spells your sister casts at you. Have no fear. Your savior's here.
I don't think this is how this story goes.
Hey, who is that guy? Did he bring any food?
Thanks, Prince, but no thanks.
What? Aren't you scared?
Yes, I am scared. A little bit, but it's okay. Sometimes life is scary, but God loves me, and he's going to help me get through whatever I need to get through.
Did you say we're through? Good, I am starving because I skipped breakfast this morning.
Wait for me.
Where are you going?
Now what?
To be continued. Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
For the conclusion of the tale of sisters, princesses, Olga and Princess Inga.
Did you say we're going to finish up the story today?
Oh, but we have to. This is our last day, and our last day here.
I don't know. There's still an awful lot of the story left. Maybe we should just tell the kids to go watch the movie.
Stop it. We can do this. This is an entirely different story.
We can do this. We just need to move fast.
Are you sure?
Yes, but we have to hurry. Narrator, read fast.
Olga was living out in the wilderness. Inga loved her sister and decided to go after her. And there was also a prince. But he offered to go with her, but Inga asked him to stay behind and watch the kingdom for her. So Inga went off in search of her sister. And there was another guy with a reindeer who went with her.
We don't have anybody else.
Okay, we'll scratch that. Inga went alone. Eventually, she reached her sister's box. Olga was frightened, and wanted Inga to go away. So she created a snow monster to scare her off. So Inga left, but then she came back. So then the prince went to get Olga.
We don't have time for that part.
Okay, so the prince came back. But wait, he was supposed to find Olga and bring her back here.
What next?
Okay, so then we all thought that Olga was the bad guy because she froze Inga's heart.
I did what now?
You forgot to read that part, narrator.
Oh, sorry. I've been kind of a hurry. But anyway, it turns out that the prince was the bad guy.
What now?
I said the evil prince was about to destroy Olga when Inga sacrificed herself to save her sister.
No!
Proving that love is stronger than any other power. The end.
You know, love is pretty great.
It is, especially that God loves us.
You're right. We've been spending all this time telling our story when we should be out there telling the story of how God loves everyone.
Let's go.
Wait, so you're saying that God loves everyone?
Of course.
Even me. I'm the bad guy.
Even you. Come on, we'll tell you all about it.
And they lived happily ever after. You will need a narrator. Wait for me. Wait, I'm coming. Wait, wait.
Well, this has been our Christmas program presentation. We hope you liked the story of Christmas told in this way. And it is time for a closing prayer. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you came to be our brother, to live here for us, to bring us salvation. You have given us this evening to gather together in your name and to worship and to praise you. For that we thank, we praise, and we glorify you. We thank you, dear Lord, that you have given us the days and the years in this place which we now conclude our worship service is at. We ask you to lead us through the weeks and through the years throughout the future. Grant that week by week and year by year we may share the story of your love, parents to children, friend to friend, that throughout the years to come we may gather together to sing your praises and to tell the story again and again. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. And then, little sentiment here, but because it is the last act of worship to be done here, let's rise and sing the common doxology.